And I see these little go-karts over here. I want these to turn into races, amen? Amen. That they don't need them anymore, they want to just use them to push other people around. How many can believe for that? Amen? I want to see these turn into go-karts. We'll have chair races here because the person who had them doesn't need them anymore. And they're the ones pushing. How many believe that God can do it? How many believe the Lord can heal legs, men, bodies? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know we have these as tools to help us get around. But Lord, I know everyone who has one doesn't want one. So Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as a prophetic act, heal in Jesus' name. Heal bodies, legs, limbs, knees. Lord God, strengthen, Lord God, whether it's an immune system, whatever it is, Lord Jesus, that God, these truly can be just, Lord, examples of healing virtues. Father, we stand as a church for miracles to be done. We make room for miracles in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we speak your word that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 They actually roll pretty good. I think we can get a good run. Let me go racetrack or something. Well, God is good. Amen. We'll be having some testimonies in these next few services on hugs. They had some outreach and nursing home, people got saved. Amen. And now that's always good news. Amen. Amen. Second Chronicles chapter 15, are you there? Well, my message this morning are dealing with call to repentance and change. It's not an easy message, but it's one that's needful for the church. We cannot get stuck in a rut in our Christianity. We must always be growing in the grace, but also letting the change come to our homes and in our environments. Asa's going to hear a word of the Lord and he's going to respond. And I'm always marvel that those who really did something in Scripture were people who were just obedient. They looked just like us. There hasn't been any superstar ever. They've all been same men and women who responded to God. And to the level they responded to the Lord, that's how he used them. So the names are really irrelevant. It's the people God's looking for. And I believe he's still looking over the land today in whom he may use. Whatever your seed source is, whatever your job is, really irrelevant. The Lord wants you. Amen. And many times in Scripture, we just read of their great accounts, but we don't hear about the 40 years on the backside of the desert. The 13 years waiting over here. Are you with me? The 40 years wandering in the wilderness. We just see the results, and this is awesome. But there's a lot of preparation for very little service. Oh, I can preach that. How many of us were in that process right now? Whatever age you have, there's your experience. Sometimes it's loaded on for a while, but one thing I do know is the Lord will see us through. But when it comes to the church, and this is the church as a whole, that repentance and change must set in. And 2 Chronicles 15 verse 1 says, "Now the Spirit of God came upon Asa, the son of Obed. And he said, I went out to meet Asa. Hear me, he says. The Lord is with you while you're with him. He'll be found of you if you seek him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." How many of us, that's a powerful verse. It's time to seek the Lord. And I'm just not talking about on a Sunday morning. I'm talking about in our own personal time, it's time to seek him. It says, he will be found if you seek him. Now, we've all prayed probably hide and seek sometime in our life. Is that true? Have you? What's the object of the game? Find somebody who's not it. And when you do, how many knows that's something where it is? It's like, you go out, you seek, and you find. It's a simple kid's game. Remember when you used to have to make up your own games? Oh, come on. You're not that old here. How many remember your own? You made up your own games? The truth is that you did it and you played, and the only way it really worked is when you played it all out. Because if somebody dropped off or the person is or gave up or whatever, the game kind of diminished. Jesus said, if you'll seek me, you'll find me. If you seek me with all your heart. And it's not that he's running away from tree to tree. He's just waiting for you to come to that place. Come seek me. Are you hearing me? How many of us, that's a good place to be? In our situation, sometimes it looms so big. When we got struggles, it's hard to seek the Lord. But Asa's going to go on. He's going to hear a word and say, I'm going to seek Him. Look at verse 4. During troubled times, it seems like people seek the Lord. But when they're in trouble, it says that Israel turned to the Lord and was found of Him. I've noticed that sometimes when there's a calamity in this country, church attendance kind of spikes for a while. But as soon as things kind of level off, it goes back to that area. Why can't it be always continuing to grow, grow, and grow? Because we all have flesh. Listen, we need to seek Him even if everything is cool or going great, not just in calamities. Sometimes we're waiting and we're behind the eight ball. No, I don't want to be there. I want to be ahead of the game. Sometimes, listen, things happen suddenly. It's unexpected. But if you have a relationship with the Lord, listen, it helps. It keeps you through. Sometimes you get to that place where you don't have answers. And I want you to know this. There are times in your life where you'll be in deep trouble and hurting trying to pray through your situation. Sometimes you may not have all the words and you don't have all the answers, but you hold that course and God will see you through. Amen. Come on. How many of those, that's a reality in today's world. As a pastor, listen to me, I've witnessed things where sometimes you just got to buckle down and make it through it. But one thing I do know is God is faithful. Amen. Look at verse 7. It's time to strengthen our hands so that God can reward that work. He said this in verse 7, but you be strong and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. That word be strong means with great resolution, no lack of energy. You'll be rewarded for those who seek out, for those who reach out. Asa's hearing a word, listen to me, strengthen your hands. I believe this with all my heart. If you worship on Sunday, sometime on Saturday you should prepare for Sunday. Come on. We've all had times where we've been out late. How many knows it's harder to worship when you're tired? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, come on. How many know sometimes it's great to have, I need my best effort. Does the Lord deserve our best effort? Yes, come on, we want that. He deserves our best effort. Then I'm going to put my hands, but I notice that when my hands are weak, I'm really paralyzed. It's like I can't do much. But Lord, strengthen that area. Amen? Sometimes you may not feel like coming to service. That'll be probably your greatest breakthrough day. Sometimes when the flesh rises up and you feel that like, it's okay. And then we walk in that. Now, how many of you have children that have moved out of the house or a little bit older? Let me see your hand. I asked the first service, isn't it nice when you get a phone call or a visit that's not planned? Is that true, parents? How many of us just like, oh, it's good. And you, when you leave the conversation, maybe they go away, you remember. And maybe you even tell somebody, hey, they came over today. True? If we do that and we're flesh, how much more the Lord would be like, I'm glad you spent time with me. Sometimes we need to have some unexpected times with the Lord. Now, He knows all things, but I'm going to have time with the Lord today. How much more would He welcome that? And I've learned this, some of my deepest needs, whether it's physical or spiritual, when I'm in His presence, I can unburden that, knowing that He's able to take what is His and help me in my situation. Some of my greatest healing has came when I didn't feel like seeking Him at all. But no, I'm pushing in there, Lord, I need You. And I've watched Him do this one time. I was coughing one time, just bad lung situation. Phlegm, the whole thing. And I remember just praying with all that I could. And God reached down and touched me in an instant. How, can God do that? Yes. We all want that, don't we? Sometimes you got to get to that place, if I can just touch the hem of His garment. She didn't feel like it. She was already let down from all the medical fields. Who knows what her medical bills was? She was at her last leg, but yet she had to go through the disciples, and they weren't willing either. Yet I'm still going to touch Jesus. Let me say this to you. Woe unto anyone who hinders somebody from coming to the Lord. Amen? All may come, no matter where they live or what background they have. Look at verse 8. When God speaks, we must listen. When Asa heard these words of the prophet, he took courage and he removed the abominable things, the idols from the land. He restored the altars. I love about this. I share with the first service. Could you imagine? How many get up early in the morning? That's just your thing. You get up early. Could you imagine whatever time it is, say it's relevant time. Say 5 a.m. you got up. And you went and poured yourself a bowl of Fruit Loops. And you sat at the table, and all of a sudden, at the table, Jesus appeared. Fully. Boom. How many would be like, ah? Oh, we'd all go, oh, praise the Lord. You'd be like, ah, it's early. How many would dart off? And then he said this. He grabbed your hand and says, listen, I want you to listen to me today. And what I speak to you, I want you to do. How many would be like, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We need to have the same conviction today, right now, that this is his word. Asa's hearing the word and going, yes, Lord. It's the same spirit that's speaking. Sometimes when we hear about it, it's like a third-party conversation. It doesn't attain much. We've heard it, but we haven't had any opinion. No, we need to take it personal. Just like Jesus is saying, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hear this. Take courage and remove all the idols from your home. Now, I can't say you got a picture of me on your refrigerator post and you need to remove that idol. But what kind of idols do you have? Say amen. How many knows we can make idols of people? Oh, come on. We got a whole world full of it. No, he's number one, amen? But what if the Lord says, I want you to get rid of that? How many would be like, yes, Lord? How many would do it in an instant? What if he was sitting there and there was something there that was displeasing to him? He said, can you remove that? How many would be going, no problem, Lord? You would strengthen your hands. You would strengthen your body. I'm going to go do that. Throw it away. Is it any different now? Do we really want God to move, or is it all conversation? Do we want to see something happen in Michigan that we've never seen before? I do. I want to see it. Then it's going to require more effort than just what we've put in. Oh, that's good preaching. Notice that he went, he took courage, he removed the abominable idols from the land. I love this. He went around, he restored the altar. Some altars need to be restored in families. And I'm not just talking about erecting some piece of wood and you bow in town, but you have an altar in your heart. There's got to be a place somewhere in your life where you can get alone with God. Amen? If you got a bunch of kids, then, kids, I'm going in this room. You're okay. Don't bother me. I'll come back out and take care of you. Sometimes you got to lay a little law. Now, I understand when they're infants. You all walk in wisdom there. But sometimes kids will take all your time too. I mean, as you need a time with the Lord. Where is that place? Where is your altar place? Where is it? What's the Lord speaking to you, knowing that you need to adjust this in your areas? He put away the idols. He renewed the altar times. It's new dedication. Listen, you've been saved for a long time. Great. That's awesome. Rededicate yourself again. Lord, I present myself again, a living sacrifice. We're in this together. That means we all move together. As a church, we must all move together. There's no superstars in Christianity. I don't like it when leadership is so far above the people that they can never touch them. If you're that good a leader, then spend time with the people and don't escape every time you have a chance. That's just the truth. Jesus always walks slow amongst the people. And if you think you're greater than Jesus, you got to go back to 101. Amen. How many knows Jesus would stop here and talk to a prostitute? Oh my gosh, does he know who she's talking to? Amen. Here's the next thing. If you notice in Scripture, a lot of people brought other people's sins before Jesus. We caught her in the very act. As a Christian, your job is not to bring the exposure to everybody's sin. Now, there's difference in leadership when you deal with things privately. We understand that. But it's not like you go up and pick up, I'm going to bring you forward and share all your business. Amen? Aren't you glad you don't have to get up? How embarrassing would that be? Jesus, we caught this woman in the very act of adultery. Well, why don't you go point out the five guys back there that were involved in it? And here's what Jesus does. He takes the high road. I'm not even going to entertain that. If you don't have sin, you cast the first stone. Notice a few words accomplished a whole lot. Sometimes we speak a whole lot of words and accomplish very little. Lord, let me be mindful of my words. Is this good? When God speaks, we must listen. Verse 8. And he heard the words. We can't just push that away. He heard the words. After the first service, I had somebody come up to me and goes, Pastor, when you talked about fasting, I heard the word. We need to hear the word. What does God want you to do? Is there something in your life? Is there something in your family? Is there something in your home? I need to place upon that altar and say, Lord, I don't need this. I shared with the first service. The Lord directed me one time when I worked with youth in college that on a certain day we're going to burn everything that you don't need in your life. There's a few hundred young people came. They came with books. They came with CDs. They came with black arts. They came with, and they threw them on there. Ouija boards, the whole 10 yards. Even great families that everybody smiles has some darkness to it. Even pastors' kids needs Jesus. I told the pastor, I'm going to light a fire behind the church. It's all safe and contained. I'm going to put some fuel on it. We're going to burn all that. And I saw people throw things on with tears. Set me free, Lord. Could you imagine if the church does that? The church has a lot of idols erected. It may not be of some stature or some place, but there's so many things in people's hearts that have more importance than God himself. That has to come down. We all have to check ourselves. Lord, you're number one. This is a new season today. It's what the Lord wants to do. And I've learned this. If you seek first his kingdom, he adds all these things unto you. You lack nothing. Nothing. Everything the world chases after, God will add to your life. And if you think about this life, isn't it but a vapor? How many are getting old suddenly and slowly? How many look back and go, man, I remember that before? It happens to all of us. And it happens more if you see students with name on their arms, how many years, what year they graduate. You're thinking, man, I was doing this by then, amen? True? What about eternity? What about fathoming if you live to be 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years here compared to forever? Can you see how our life is? I don't want to live my life saying, I wish I would have, but I'm glad I did. More than ever, church, we need to get to that place. Look at verse 9. And then they gathered all Judah and Benjamin and all those dwelt at Ephraim and Manasseh and Simeon. And they all came with great numbers to Israel when they saw the Lord was with him. When we do what we're supposed to do, our families, our friends, all will see and want to hear. Jesus has been the best kept secret, but the word went out. When we get it right and we're consecrated, you cannot hide that. You'll just live it. You don't have to shift into another mode. It's who you really are. I love it when the Lord works in our hearts, he'll work out through our lives. Like you and your family, my family knows I'm a pastor. And sometimes when we get together, I don't ask to pray. I don't. I'm the one just sitting there at the table. Tom, can you lead us in prayer? Remember now, you ask. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray you'll bless this family, Lord God. Lord, that you'll work in each heart in the name of Jesus. And I'll do that Christian Pete thing. Lord, touch my family. Lord, you've blessed us. I'll speak life over them. How many of those God can move? And then every one of them will go, amen. That's their response. They've now had an encounter. They may not experience the fullness, but they've had an encounter. The world needs that. They need to an encounter with Christ. He's so awesome. He's greater than a video game. He outlasts a movie. When the score is over, Jesus is still Lord. Each one of us recognize that. That when we offer our hearts to Him, you know what? Something happens. Amen? Look at verse 12. So they entered a covenant to seek the Lord of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul. As they begin to make a covenant, it's an agreement. It's a league. It's saying, you know what? Together we agree touching this. Now, Tiger, can I use you for a minute? I need you up here for a second. You didn't know I was going to do this? This is Tiger. I like Tiger. If Tiger and I had an agreement, we're making a covenant. We're making a league here. What matters is our words to who we make it to. We swear to somebody higher. But in my part, I have to do all I can to keep this with Him. True? What if a church says, Lord, we're going to make a covenant to seek You? This is what Israel's doing. They all thought about it. They all prayed about it. They saw this is right. Those people cannot be beat. Amen? Because now God puts His hand on there. I agree with You. I will keep my part. You keep your part. Lives change when this happens. Amen? We all have a time now where words mean very little. True? Even if you have it in writing, it means nothing. I share with you my Jeep thing. I got it written in writing. This is covered under warranty. It says right here. And the guy says that's subject to interpretation. I said, no, it's right here. I paid for the warranty. It's covered. No, that's subject to interpretation. How many of those I was torqued? Can I say that? Can it's okay? Your pastor got upset. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. It's in writing and I paid for it. It didn't go anywhere. I was like, hello? Amen? That's when I made up a new acronym for Jeep. Junk every expensive piece. I walked out saying that. Junk every expensive piece. No, Pastor, you're supposed to be like loving and kind and nothing gets you upset. How many of those? I still got flesh too. I didn't sin out of my mouth, but inside I was like, praise the Lord. You're all perfect in here. And I never forget, as I'm driving my vehicle out, it's going just like that. Chugging and smoke. It was terrible. I got up to the gate and they were going to open the door. And it's chugging. And I roll down the window. I go, you guys don't hear this? I'm pulling out of your dealership and it runs like this. And I have a warranty. I think they embarrassed everyone there. Every mechanic did this. And then finally, the supervisor guy that was there, he actually walked out. What's going on here? Because I wasn't making a big stir. I wasn't yelling. I just made it known that this is a piece of junk. He walked in front of my vehicle, and he looked through me in the windshield. I'm like, I'm not going to run you over. He goes, would you mind getting out of your vehicle and come into my office? I never forget this. I put it in park, and I blocked the exit, you know how the big doors? I blocked it. I took my key out. I left my vehicle there, and I went into his office. He says, what can I do to make it right? I go, listen, you've had my vehicle for 2 weeks. It was all apart when I showed up. Everything was on the seat, all the dash, everything. I said, all I want you to do is to fix it. It's listed right here. He goes, look. He goes, you're absolutely right. He goes, I'll be honest with you. We can't diagnose your problem. Something about the computer has locked us out. They have to put a new computer in. I go, is that my fault? If it is, then I'll take blame. Yeah. I will. I'll take blame. He goes, no, it's not. But then he was so honest. It's going to cost us a ton of money to put a new computer in your car. Isn't that what it comes down to? I said, listen to me. I understand that. I'm not trying to make you pay for something that isn't covered, but it's covered. He says, you know what? You're right. We'll make it right. And then he did this question. Will that make you happy? I'm like, and I answered it loving, yeah. But how many of us, sometimes you got to go to that level. I don't know why you have to go to that level. I don't know why you call something and they're supposed to be open and you get put on hold. I don't know why sometimes you have to, but sometimes you got to work through it, true? The trying of your faith does what? It works patience. But they made a covenant. They made a league. They said, you know what, we're going to do this together. That meant every single person who was under that anointing, who was under that strength, said yes. I can't speak for every church in our area. I only can speak for Lighthouse. But I want us to make a covenant with the Lord to seek Him. I want us to have an agreement in the church that we're going to go after God. We're going to lay aside any idols, anything there that's displeasing to Him. Are you with me, church? And as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. That will bring a testimony to a world that's never seen this power. You want to reach another generation? They don't want to see your fakeness. They've already seen enough of it. They've already seen enough of religion. They want to see some power with that. They want to see God do something. They want to know your God is real. That you just don't confess it and do something different when you get out there. We can do it, church. The Lord's not asking us to do a hard thing. Come on. He's not. He's asking us to do something that is simple. Look at verse 14. So they took an oath. We need to declare that we're going to serve Him. It's not enough just to think about it. It's not enough just to be a third party to the congregation. We must make it personal. I will seek the Lord. I shared with this person the other day. We were talking about revival. I said, I'm in one. I'm in a personal revival. God revives you from the inside. Revival isn't just all the other people. That's part of it. No, He changes me. Was Peter in a revival after he met Jesus? Was James and John? Was Paul? They all had that power within them. They were changed. They saw the difference. They declared, verse 14 says, they took an oath before the Lord with a loud voice. Not a golf clap, but a loud voice. Now, I am not a golfer, but if I ever went golfing with you, I like it when people yell when I try to hit the ball. Make as much noise as you can, because if I got any skill, I can still hit it. That's my rule. If my ball's in the middle of the fairway and you got a golf cart, run it over. I deserve it. No one wants to golf with me, amen? Now, I understand it's a gentleman's game. I understand it's quiet. I can't take that. Make some noise. Have some fun. This declare wasn't like this. Okay, for everybody be somber. Yes, Lord, we'll do it. Amen. No, with a loud voice. And now, musicians, I want you to crank up the volume. That's what it was like. That they declared it. Every now and then when we get loud in here, our neighbor, he's a great guy, he goes, man, you guys were lively today over there. I go, absolutely, God's doing something. He never complains, he loves it. Shouldn't we be lively? Look at the verse here. The Lord is speaking. They took an oath before the Lord with a loud voice, with shoutings, with trumpets, with ram's horn, and all Judah rejoiced over the oath, which they swore to him. From their hearts they sought Him with their souls, and He was found to them. And look what happens. The Lord gave them rest all about. How many want rest in your home? Rest in your life. Notice the oath, the preparation, the speaking forth, the declaration brought peace in their home. God will honor His word. Instant success happened in their home. The Lord gave them peace from all that. I believe this with all my heart. When the church is walking where it needs to, peace will come to the house. That doesn't mean there isn't struggles, but peace comes to the house. How many want peace in your home? Peace in your life. Are you enjoying today? I got a couple more. Look at verse 16. Leadership who does wrong and not change will be removed. And he removed. Now you can help me with this name. M-A-A-C-H-A-N-A-N-A-H. Man. Maka. Here we go. Betty. And he removed Betty. Oh, you're wrong. The mother of the king, being though she was queen, because she made an obscene image. She had an idol. Asa said, you know what? Even when it came to my own family, you can't do this anymore. And he removed. That goes across the board for every church. Every pastor must humble himself before God. He gives you room to change, but if you don't, it's His church. You can't jack with the church. You can't. Nobody's that powerful. And Asa cut down all the obscene image. He crushed and burned it by the brook. Notice Asa saying, you know what? Even in my own household, even in my own family, there won't be any idols. Sometimes we're afraid to confront that which is closest to us. It's awful quiet in here. Say amen. I mean, sometimes I just can't run with that anymore. Can't do that. Can't do that. I love you, but I can't do that. Sometimes you got to lay that down. Sometimes that hurts when it's close. Family's doing this. I can't do that. I'm sorry. I love you, but I can't do that. I respect you, but I can't do that. I mean, that brings change. If you continue along the lines, listen, too long Israel was dealing with a queen that, hey, you got idols there. Everyone can see it, but nobody does anything about it. What about in the church? You can see the idols, but nobody does anything about it. It's time to stand up for what it is. Now, you're not trying to be unruly. They're all making a covenant together. We're making a covenant together. We're saying, as for me and my house. Listen, if somebody stumbles, 10 of you should jump up and pick that brother up or sister up. Help them. If there's a character issue, then work on that. A righteous man may fall, but he gets up one more time than he falls. That's their victory. We're not quick to point it out, but we have to have character within us to sustain too. True? Is this good preaching today? Asa has an idea here. He has a goal. He has something in mind. Look at verse 18. And everything that you have dedicated to God, bring back to His house. That's verse 18. And he brought back to the house things his father had dedicated. Things himself. All the gold, the silver, the utensils. There are some things, and I know this for a fact. Maybe you've been burned in other places in life. I understand that. What you gave was true and holy. God can bring it back. But don't withhold back from what God blessed. Bring it again in God's house. He's able to make even seed you've sown somewhere else produce now in your life. He's a faithful God. Get back to that area. Bring back to His house. Maybe you've been holding back energy in the house. Maybe you've been hurt. Bring back. Plan again. Do what God's called you to. Those are all part of it. Amen? Amen. I can see Asa speaking over. Listen to me. There are some things that should have been here that was here is gone. Bring it back. God will bless it. Is this good today? Yeah. When we look at his life, listen. Look at verse. Just jump over to 2 Chronicles 16. Look at verse 7. Flip over a page. When we get into these verses, I don't have time to go through this. But it says the Lord's out in verse 9. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on those behalf whose heart is loyal to him. How many see that? The word must be in our hearts. But God's still doing this. How many knows he can find the heart who's after him? He'll locate you in the room. He'll locate you on your job. He'll locate you in this state. He'll locate you in this country. His eyes are always looking. Whose heart is set on him, those he'll use. Could you imagine now he's looking at a nation. They're making a covenant together. I'm watching over you. Could you imagine if Michigan comes to that place where we trusted in him, he'll watch over us. If this nation turns back to God and it needs to, he'll watch over this nation again. Instantly, God will work. To work this on a global level, it must start in an individual right here in the home. Is there something in your life that, Lord, I need to give this to you? Give it to him privately. Amen? Here's how the Lord corrects. He'll deal with you. 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 He'll deal with you, 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 you. And then he'll finally send a brother that loves you or sister loves you. Hey, you got a little speck there you might want to take out. That's two. Then he'll reiterate that again. Then it may be one more. Then I'll deal with you a little severely. How many see that pattern? Let's be quick to go here. No one can judge you like you. Then find yourself humble. Find yourself before God. Don't let it go to any other level because the Lord does take no delight in that. None. Amen. I've been a pastor long enough that I've seen services like this. Somebody get up and doesn't like the pastor and vocally ridicule him publicly. How many knows that can't happen? That's out of order. That spirit is not of Jesus. Amen. Come on, we need that. We're making a covenant together. It's time to seek the Lord. How many are hearing it in your heart? I pray that just like if Jesus sat at your dining room table and said, look, it's time to seek me. And I happen to notice that there, you might want to remove that. Okay, Lord. Can we do that, church? Yes. I'm with you in this. I make the same covenant you do to seek the Lord. Some of you have insight in areas to pray for. I need us to start bathing people in prayer when it comes to altar stuff. Ahead of time, that when the word goes forth, boom, something happens. Boom, something happens. Amen? We no longer need a day where people walk in and walk out the same, but they're changed according to His riches and glory. Who's with me, church? Make it personal. Anyone else? Okay. Be honest. How many have some things you need to adjust in your life? Lord, I need to give this over to you. Okay? You judge you. You know you. I love you anyways. I don't care what deep, dark thing. Get it to the Lord. How many need to bring back some things back to the house? Okay? Whatever that means to you. All right? Third thing is, how many need to be honest about others that are with you? Maybe somebody is bringing it down. Asa had to deal with some family. I mean, some of the relationships may need to be adjusted. You still love them, but you just can't hang there anymore. I'm being honest. You still reach them, but I can't do what you do anymore. That isn't light and darkness. Anybody else? It's a hard thing. I got a lot of friends that don't know Christ, but I can't partake of the same sin. So I look for ways to reach them. I do. Use wisdom in it. And last here, how many want to make a covenant one with another? As for me and my house, I'm going to be with you. I'm quick to go to your defense. I'm quick to stand with you. And last here, maybe you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, I need to get my life right with God. I've heard about the good things He does. I've sung songs to Him, but I really want to know Him. How many here this morning, you want to be forgiven of everything you've done wrong? You want to know heaven's your home. You really, today's the day. You want to know that if this was your last, you're going to be in glory with Him. Just lift your hand up. Don't be ashamed. Anybody else join these? You want to know that you know. Okay? Anybody else? I'll pray with you. Would you pray this, church, with me? Pray this. Lord Jesus. Everyone here. Lord Jesus. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord. My Savior. I'm calling on your name. So right now, Holy Spirit, come live in me. Change me. According to your riches and glory. I thank you that you're here in me. That my prayers are answered. That heaven is my home. And I'm forgiven. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God is good.